وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أين المتحابون في جلالي؟ لهم منابر من نور يغبطهم النبيون والشهداء. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Respected brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed various different individuals with special abilities, with special qualities from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some person may be able to eat a lot. Some person may be able to carry something very, very heavy. These favors are special from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a special quality, with a special ability, then we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should enhance such a quality. Because this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But very, very special, very, very special is that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with the virtue of love is something very, very crucial. It is actually important and imperative that each and every human being learns the lesson of love, shows love, and also display and express love. That is why Mana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi, what does he say? He says that Muhabbat Fatihi Alam, that love is something that can conquer the world. If you look at whatever is happening across the world, if you look at the bombs that are falling down and raining and showering down, not only in Palestine, but in various different parts of the world, the main ingredient that is missing in all these government officials, these politicians, is that they don't have this quality of love in their heart. If we look at somebody that has love in their heart, even to kill a small insect, a person will kill it because it's necessary. But some sort of feeling, there'll be a shift in the person's heart when he kills that insect. Why? Because this person understands the quality and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is love. That is why Mu'ana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Moradabadi, this is a clear expression of what is true love all about. Mu'ana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Moradabadi, he, when he used to perform salah, when he used to go into sajda, it was as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving him, is embracing him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hugging him. Such an expression is only felt when you have great amount of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know, as far as love is concerned, there are different ways and different categories of people we interact with and we show love. The first interaction and the primary interaction is our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter it is the love for our Prophet and our Messenger, Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the love for the Nabi of Allah is the love for our parents. After the love for the parents is the love for our family members, our relatives. And thereafter, whoever we interact with on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi mentions, and this is an extract of Tirmidhi, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement. Ayna al-mutahabbuna fi jalali. Where are those people that love for my sake? Where are those people that love for my sake? Lahum manabirum min nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erect a minbar of light that will be very, very high. Everybody will be able to see this minbar of light. Special radiance will emanate from this minbar. يَغْبِتُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ. The martyrs and the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the messengers, They look at people who are sitting on this lofty mimbar, this elevated structure, and they will think to themselves that what these people did to receive such a position and such a status, simple. All they did was they showed love to one another. Now the question is, if this is such a lofty status and stage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing a human being with, when it comes to showing love to others, imagine when we show our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we really think about it, there is nobody else on the surface of this earth, there is nobody else that is more deserving of our love than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is primary love. And that is why in another narration, it is mentioned, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّ, that my love becomes compulsory upon that person who shows love to others. So we drawing a conclusion, and we saying that if this is the reward of showing love for others, then imagine showing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. What is the quality of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those believers who are always increasing in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be a different ecstasy, there will be a different high in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why if you look at those people who are carrying out the various acts of ibadah with this ingredient of love, compare this ingredient of love and actions carried out with love, compare it to those actions that are carried out based on routine. There is a major difference between the two. And that is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him. He was amongst those people who were very, very instrumental in gathering the Quran Sharif in a book form. And this can be shown, and this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it. Because what type of love he showed for the Quran Sharif. When he used to pick up the Quran Sharif, he used to say, Hadha kalamu Rabbi, that this is the book of my Rabb. He used to place it on his head, and used to place it on his head, and used to kiss it. We should ask ourselves this question and try to reflect and internalize. Even if we're coming for Salatul Jumu'ah on a Friday, are we coming because of routine, or are we coming because of great amount of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we change our mindset that from today onwards, inshallah, I am not coming to the masjid, I am not carrying out various acts of ibadah based on routine, but I am carrying out these acts of ibadah based on love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will see, you will feel a different ecstasy and a different high. Because why? Now these actions of ibadah are carried out with this ingredient of love. And that is why we mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif is telling us that who is the believer? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The believer is that person who always is increasing in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, the human being, when it comes to translating love, unfortunately, our love is unconditional. That you do something for me, I do something for you. Use in English, there's a proverb also that you scratch my back, I scratch your back. That is how it works. Love is unconditional. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ought to be given excessive love, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for us is unconditional. Whether we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we read salah, whether we don't read salah, the fact of the matter is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep on blessing us, will keep on causing us to breathe and exist in this world. And you know, the amazing part of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close to each one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَنَحْنُ أَقَرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to us than our jugular vein. Who can be closer to us than our jugular vein? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are saying that this year is ending. We're going to be starting a new year. Although as far as Muslims are concerned, we don't celebrate the Gregorian calendar. We celebrate the Islamic calendar. The start of our Islamic calendar is Muharram. But the fact of the matter is, this is still an opportunity to make new resolutions, to reflect and to internalize and ponder. What is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When this is the primary focus of our life. And then inshallah we can make a conclusion as well that I'm going to end this year with great amount of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to begin this year also with great amount of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for me to carry out, whatever is the commands and whatever is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to follow it 100% because there is nobody deserving, there is nobody more deserving of showing love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And because we mentioned the incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and how he used to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's also another incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, he comes to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he is crying, he is sobbing, he is tearing. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him that, why are you tearing? Why are you crying? He says that I am observing your living conditions. It is very, very poor. You are living in a very pitiable condition, abject poverty. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ask him that, are you not happy that we have, that the non-believers are given this world and we are given the akhirah? If you ask ourselves this question, do you want to live in this world for more than 200 years, for more than 100 years? The question is no, because we know the reality of this world. And then the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses this question that, which is better? That is why in one hadith Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if this world was worth even the equivalence to the wing of a mosquito, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given the non-believers even a sip of water to drink. But we can see how many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing even the non-believers with. Because why? This is their time to enjoy. And yes, we make dua for the non-believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them hidayah. And that is why one hadith mentions, a famous hadith, ad-dunya sijunul mu'min, that this world is a prison for the believers. As far as the believers are concerned, we have limitations, we have restrictions. But as far as the non-believers, wa jannatul kafir, they can do whatever they want. So coming back to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, the poet, what does he say? He says, ye teri rida mein jeena, ye teri rida mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fadal karna. That this living and dying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this must be the ultimate focus of our life. This must be the ultimate focus of our life. And this is actually true love. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the primary focus of our life. And the amazing part is, this is only through the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poet continues to give the characteristics and the way of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat, kabhi girya wo bukha hai, kabhi aaye sard barna. That what is the traits, what is the way, what is the characteristics of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you will see them crying and sometimes you will see them taking a deep sigh that, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing for me. That is why, dear beloved brothers in Islam, we should introspect. We should reflect, we should ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif also mentions, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ. It is very, very important for us to reflect. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Verily, in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these signs are given for those people who reflect, for those people who ponder. The poet continues to say, what is the sign and what is the alama and the sign for those people who possess true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yahi ishaqaki alamata. Yahi ishaqaki zamanata. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That what is the sign and what is the sign for those people who possess true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you will see them making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes you will see the heart remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should ask ourselves this question: when last did we perform our acts of ibadah with this ingredient of love? When last did we read Quran with love? When last did we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When last did we place our head in sajda and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors? And how often do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ulama say that they give this example because love is abstract. You cannot feel love. They give an example of the professor in a university. He was intoxicated with love for this girl by the name of Layla. So he used to circumambulate, he used to go around the Kaaba, and he used to go around the house of this beloved, and that is Layla, and he used to say, Atufu ala diyari diyari Layla, wa uqabbilu dhal jidari wa dhal jidar, that I am going around the house of Layla, I am kissing this wall, I am kissing that wall. So the people used to tell him that, are you mad? They used to call him Majnoon, that you are a mad person. Why? Because you are kissing the walls, you are kissing the sand, you are kissing the stone. Are you in love with the stone, the walls of the house of Layla, or are you in love with Layla? What is the issue? So he used to say, وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارِ. It is not the walls and the house that is shifting and captivating my heart, but rather it is the house, and that is Layla. The ulama give the example, give a comparison, that if you look at the Ka'batullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that people, they hold the khilaf of the Kaaba. The people, they kiss the Hajrul Aswad. They place their chest on the Multazam. They only do this because of great amount of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they translate these words of the professor of the university, وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي. It is not the exterior design. It is not the golden embroidery, the high fine quality of material that is used on the Kaaba. But rather, وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارِ. But rather it is the person who is the owner of the house of the Kaaba, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is shifting of our hearts. And we will conclude now on three very, very important aspects that will ensure this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maintained on a daily basis in our lives. The first one is very, very important. The ulama say that we need to sit in the company of those people who know what is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all about. They will teach you what is love all about. You can't just go into the car, and the pilots, they can't just sit in the plane and just decide that, you know what, now I want to drive, because we know the outcome. In a similar manner, if you want to learn how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you need to sit in the company of those people who learn from others how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the poet continues to say, Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tera sange dar pe marna. That what is love all about? You will never understand what is love. In the heart of the lover, there is a burning desire, there is a pain to meet the beloved, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will only learn what is true love all about is when you sit in the company of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first quality. Very, very important. We need to sit in the company of those people who know what is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all about. And very, very important, we should ensure that if there is any programs in the masjids, then in the masajids, then we should ensure that we are attending. One very, very important reward, a person that goes out to the masjid to acquire knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of one accepted hajj. So on one hand, we are receiving the reward of one accepted hajj. And on the other hand, we are learning and we are increasing our iman, because we discuss the qualities of the believers. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us who are the believers. The believers are those people who increase in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days we always want an increase in monetary gain. We want a better car. We want a better home. We want a better salary. But when did we think and ask ourselves, when will I establish a better relationship and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When will my love increase? That is why we said that the year is coming to an end. Reflect. Introspect. Although the Gregorian calendar we don't follow, we follow the Islamic calendar. But this is a time wherein we are calculating, we are observing different calculations. So why not have this also in our calendar, that this year I'm going to end it in a high when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to begin the year also with a high when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first aspect, that we should ensure that our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always increasing, and we're in the company of the pious. The next very, very important aspect, the ulama mentioned, to gain this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about what favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions that وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if we have to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot come to any conclusion, because the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unlimited. That is why in one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that use the ocean as ink and write down the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue, but the ink will finish. The ink will dry up. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that bring seven oceans as ink. Use seven oceans as ink, and then write down all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those seven oceans of ink. And you will see the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain, but the ink will dry up. The ink will finish. And that is why we need to think about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One favor, and that is the favor of satariya, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hides our faults. Imagine if everybody walked with a screen over our heads, and from the morning till the evening, all our bad deeds were written. Nobody will leave the house. Everybody will be confined to their homes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this ability of satariyat, wherein our faults are hidden. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And we come to Allah, we know the hadith, we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in arm's length. A handspan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you at arm's length. You come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in arm's length. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes multiple steps towards you. You come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you running. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah is telling us that run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us. The question is, how much are we doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why Mawlana Yunus Patel, very, very beautiful, he says that you do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you from his treasure. And we know the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. So coming back to the aspect of satariyat, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is covering our faults, the poet says, mera har khata pirona yehi meri talafi,
teri rahmaton ka sadqa tera jurm af wa karna.
That what we need to do with our sins. We should cry over our sins. This crying over our sins, this is actually compensation for our sins. And the fact of the matter is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving our sins, this is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us to overlook our sins and to overlook our transgression. So we should ensure that yes, we are sinners. We will make mistakes. But the big question is, how many times are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? How often are we crying over our sins and over our transgression? And the third aspect is very, very important. To gain this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to ensure that we are making dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sustain this love for Him. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught us a beautiful dua. Allahumma rizukni hubbak. That, oh Allah, sustain me, nourish me with your love. Who can have more love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But despite that, his continuous dua was Allahumma rizukni hubbak. That, oh Allah, bless me with your love. So, dear beloved brothers in Islam, we don't know when we will leave this world. But what we know is that if we leave this world with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have fulfilled the objective of our life in this world. Because we discuss that primary love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this quality of love to everyone. It is up to us to enhance this quality of love, to learn the lessons of love, to show love and to express love. Yes, we discuss here in this masjid as well the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Hukukullah. We discuss Hukukul Ibad, the rights of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we discuss Hukukul Ibad, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Primary love. Focus on the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear beloved brothers in Islam, ensure that is increasing. One person mentions very, very beautifully, and this is something for us to take home as well. Man kana sharruhu, man kana yawmu sharra min amsihi, fahuwa madhloom. That person whose yesterday is worse than today, that person is wretched. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to improve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do better than yesterday. If yesterday we slept, we erred, we made a mistake, then today is a new day. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity to do better. Let us take this opportunity and let us make the best of this time in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with this great amount of love. My ustad used to make this dua in English also. This is a very, that, oh Allah, you make us yours and you become ours. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us excruciating love for Him. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin.